Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An elite unit of the Iraqi army paused its week-long advance on Mosul as it approached the city's eastern edge Tuesday. It's waiting for other U.S.-backed forces to close in on the Islamic State's last major urban stronghold in Iraq. On the ninth day of the offensive on Mosul, government forces and allied Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are still on their way toward the city's outer limits. The first to get near Mosul was the elite U.S.-trained counterterrorism service. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 60 recruits and wounding more than 120 others. The provincial government spokesman Anwar Ul Haq said the assault began just before midnight Monday.
They were all unarmed trainees who were normally at that time of the night were either retiring to their bed or engaged with their smartphones or other phones in their private leisure time. So they took them by surprise.
And on to Australia, where two women and two men were killed at a theme park on Australia's popular Gold Coast Tuesday, according to police. This is Queensland's police spokesman, Todd Reed.
One of the rides have sustained some sort of malfunction, causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride, two males and two females.
The accident happened on the Thunder River Rapids ride at Dream World Park. Britain's government Tuesday has backed plans to build a new runway at London's Heathrow Airport. This is VOA News.